What up, y'all? What's up? This is how I'm going to go live. Let me just have some fun today. Just in the office. Check me. So, like, you know what? Let me just... Yeah, I'm still here. Still here. Got half it, hot of it. What's up, y'all? We're just in the office today. Hold on, let me turn on the equipment yet. What's up, y'all? I just had a win. So just jump on camera today.
That's what I'm doing today. Hope everybody doing good. Trying to turn on more light. Yeah, but also I want to just like give everybody opportunity. Soon I'll be trying to bring everybody on to be able to, you know, people are interested in marketing and business from St. Lucia. I'll give it a trial or a platform. I want to give everybody opportunity. I got a bunch of stuff I make and I sell. So I want to give everybody a chance as well. Just coming in. Welcome, welcome, guys. Say hi to me. Say hi. Drop something in the just in the office today. Just give everybody an inside look of me working and, you know, sort of making phone calls. I have a big thing actually working on it right now. About like 21 people. Man, I got a new toy, man. I'm going to show this toy. I have never seen this like that yet. So cool. I made a video about it, too. Look at this. You see this, right? I'm going to keep my podcast going with this. Tell the toy I got entertainment for y'all, man. Yeah, man. You see that? That. This. Run back. I got a cool pot. I know y'all go wonder like why I get the things from. I got everything in Florida, man. So I got my little cool pot, mini cool pot. Y'all have never seen nothing like that for my incense. I'll show it later again. Well, an empty packet of tamarind balls. Like I tell y'all, I want to start marketing for people that. Of course, that's basic stuff. Basic already did my advertising. a free advertisement there. But for the small business, especially from my neighborhood, Deriso, if you're interested in marketing your business, one of them days I'll open the platform and give people an opportunity that they can actually get a chance to market their business on an international platform. Because, you know, I got a couple of followers and stuff. We need more. We need more. Hence the reason why I'm doing this. Need more. So we could get a bigger following and we could get the algorithms going. If you're going to support us, like, subscribe. I'm going to be focusing on St. Lucia a bit more. Whoever made this book, good job. Good job. I'm so proud of you. Good job. Whoever made this book, which is created by Anna French Leon, good job. Good job. Very good job. And illustrated by Cassell Paul. Very good job, guys. Very, very good job. I'm going to start having some podcasts on that. My people, I want to learn Creole, St. Lucia Creole. I have now, of course, a guideline to go by. So, because I'm not even the best at Creole, but I'm from the area where, check me, we give jokes in Creole and everything else. So now I have a particular teacher of basic words and everything else. My wife is going to be doing it from the school. We have the other book. The first one was, we have to have age brackets. That's so the words going to get bigger and longer and stuff. There is another book that Anna French Leon, French Leon, actually created and illustrated by Maya Semester. Good job, guys. Good job. Very good job. The notion you needed to have a book like that, a whole series of books like that. Okay. All right. So I can't be heard properly. So let me pick up the sound. Because we don't want to echo. Let me just get this right. Oh, okay. There we go. Sorry about that, guys. Let me make sure we got the echo. My bad. Okay, hopefully you'll hear me a little bit better now. Hopefully you'll hear me much better. Sorry about that. My bad. Right. Hope y'all hear me a lot better. Because I think they were having a hard time to hear me, but now I can hear myself now properly in the headphones a little bit. So hope y'all hear me. Like I said, today I just jumped in on camera just to give y'all an insight of me working while I'm working in my office, making phone calls, checking on stuff. Right now I'm working on booking 20 people for a cruise. So I just said, let me just jump on camera. While I do it, I'm gonna try to do this a little bit more often because I want to build up the following and everything else. Hope y'all can hear me a little bit better now. Thank you for letting me know, baby. That's my wife that actually let me know this. So guys, that's what I'm talking about. Let me know. I'm gonna show you some cool stuff that I picked up from St. Lucia. Now and the last time I was there, and also before, I have a bunch of stuff. You know, I collect stuff. You know, but of course, I'm going to show you all my best toy ever. Y'all have never seen nothing like that. This is from St. Lucia. You never seen anything like this. Right? Beautiful, ain't it? I tell you, this is the most entertaining stuff. Watch this. Some chickens on a thing, and as it rolls around. Yeah, man. So between that, my coal pot. As I said, I want to send large big ups. Like, you know, very good job to Hannah French Leon. Miss Hannah French Leon, you did a good job. Very, very good job. I've always said that we are St. Lucians. We should have had books, like a series of books, but this is perfect. This is beautiful. I hope this is on Amazon and Audible, and put this in an Audible form, in an audio form. That'll actually help. That'll actually help people. So I think that's very good. All right, so that means the sound is better. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right, awesome. So, like I said, a lot of what I do in my office sometimes is just like making phone calls, making links, making connections, going to webinars, training my team. So sometimes a lot of it is also traveling to and editing, and because all these videos have to get edited and everything else. So I just giving you all an inside view of what I have to do, like during the day, during the week, when I'm not doing other things like events and conventions and all that kind of good stuff, because I'm in everything to do with tourism. Anything to do with tourism, I'm part of it. I know a lot of people know I was part of working on a cruise ship, but guys, I've been booking cruises and stuff for a long time already. We've been off the cruise ship for years, went to school and everything for that. So I could help some people, if you ever connect with me on how to get on a cruise ship, to work on a cruise ship and stuff, if you ever get a chance. We're trying to create some opportunities with Island Vacation Travel Agency. I'm thinking about the direction I'm going to go to, because we just got back from St. Lucia and a lot of ideas are flowing in my head between me and the rest of my team and my wife. We want to create some opportunities for St. Lucia. So like I told y'all, I'll also want to bring some people on here so that they could get a chance to even get a chance to put whatever their product is on an international platform. That will give them, you know, a little bit more exposure, because I like helping people and I like to give people exposure, especially when it comes to St. Lucia, because there's some dope stuff that you're going to get out there. Example, like I said, this stuff right here. Tell me this is not going to make you happy every time you see it, man. The funniest thing ever. Right? So, yeah, guys. So, today we're going to be in the office. I have a bunch of videos that I'm going to be editing and releasing, you know, content and everything else. Support the channel. Support the YouTube channel. Support the TikTok channel. Support the Facebook channel. Because this, it takes a lot of work to be able to edit all that stuff. So we need the support. If I don't get the support, I don't know that we could actually, if I should continue or not, right? Like I try and tell all my people from St. Lucia, all my people that's on my channel, following me on all my social media, if you don't like, if you don't subscribe, if you don't share, if you don't comment, I don't know if I'm doing good or not, right? So going back to St. Lucia was a little, like a little reality check, because of course, a lot of people tell me, a lot of my classmates, a lot of people run into me and tell me, yeah, I see you on social media and just come up to me in Grozile Friday night. But I'm like, okay, why don't you all share my stuff or book for me or tell me what's going on, so that way I know how to gauge the business or what to do. Because eventually, if I don't know what direction we're doing or where we're going, guys, I could use the money to go travel like I'm doing already and keep my information to myself and my content, my memories. But I want to show people that's what you're supposed to do with your money. You know, you could buy fancy cars and all that kind of cool stuff, or you could buy great stuff like this. Yeah, man, I got some cool stuff. If you see in the background, you'll be able to see, like, I have a Mayan calendar, you know, swords and art. And I have a St. Louis. We picked up a piece of St. Lucian art. I'll show you all it in just a little bit. I'll probably step out and go get it. But although I wanted to do, we're going to record something for Jade Mountain, my experience of Jade Mountain a little bit later on today. Experience at Bay Gardens, my experience at Windjammer Landing, right? So I'm going to do all that. And also our experience for Creole Day. That was pretty nice. I encourage you all to check out the blog, which is going to be coming out a little bit later on, either today or tomorrow. For Jade Mountain, that we're going to be launching on Island Vacation Travel Agency, right? It will actually be first-hand experience of, you know, my wife's encounter of what she felt about how she enjoyed going to Jade Mountain for the first time, right? I think we in St. Lucia, we're not paying attention to how much of a beautiful island we have and how proud we should be of everything. Like I was saying, we should have more flags flying everywhere. So that's one of the things I wanted to mention today, you know. Guys, I have a lot of things on my online store, www.ivtaware.com, Ivataware. It stands for Island Vacation Travel Agency, right? Ivataware. Go on there. You just type in St. Lucia in the search bar. You'll see everything I have with St. Lucia flags on it. From bathing suits to boxers to hats to socks to bags to towels to shirts to name it, we got it. A chain pendants to everything, we got it, right? Because One of the things I have is when I travel, I usually don't get stuff with St. Lucia flag on it. So I like to, if you ever look at my photos and everything, you'll see I'm always on there trying to actually encourage people to, you know, fly a flag, be proud of your flag. Like I said, I have a lot to be able to talk to you all about. In just a little bit, I'll be going ahead and just, you know, making some phone calls, handling my business there. But I wanted to show you all, I'm going to be having podcasts concerning teaching people Creole in the near future. I have two books, which I think is amazing. And if anybody knows who Miss Hannah French Leon is, I would love to be able to bring her on my podcast so that we could network and share the information about how to get her book, where to order it, and the importance of learning Creole and keeping the language going in St. Lucia. Because I tell you something, working on a cruise ship, what ended up happening is that we that from St. Lucia and from the countryside, we speak Creole. We give jokes in Creole and everything, right? And most people in the city, were not speaking Creole that were on the cruise ship with me at the time. And it ended up where the French, like managers, the French, the chefs and stuff, they end up communicating with us and laughing and joking with us. And the people from Seychelles and some people from Africa and Ivory Coast and all those people, Senegal, they speak French. So they could talk to us. The Haitians, they could speak French to us, right? So that's a good thing to keep going, our own language. That makes St. Lucia very special. We have our own language, our own food, our own culture, a different flag, our own identity. I think that's very important. So I'm going to go ahead and start talking about this thing a little bit more. Day by day, we're going to go for a few pages and learn Creole, man. We're going to go learn Creole. So that's some of the things I'm going to be bringing in. I'm going to be talking a lot more about Jade Mountain, right? The beautiful Jade Mountain, which this is something new they just gave to me as a travel agent to market Jade Mountain and Anshasni. Beautiful, right? So that's what we're going to be focusing on for the next few months, to try to send clients from America to Soufre, to Jade Mountain, to St. Lucia, to go and see the beauty of our island and to be able to, you know, bring in some more revenue and opportunity for my people. So I want you all to support me. That's what I pretty much come in and do on here. I got stuff to do, but I come in and make myself accessible to you all so you all know I'm hustling and try and market the country. And I'm proud of you. Check me what we're doing, because no matter whether I'm there or traveling everywhere around the world, I got stuff I make for St. Lucia, and we market St. Lucia everywhere I go. Everywhere we go. Right? And again, congratulations to the island for winning, again, consecutive 14 times in a row. You know, most romantic place in the world. So, we already know what that's about. We have to share more love, you know, because we know it for love. We need to share more love in St. Lucia. So, I want to encourage everybody, you know, to get into some kind of a business. Get into some kind of a business. I see there's people making all kind of different stuff. What it is, you could make a coal pot. You check me? Or you could make something like that. You check me? Or you could make something like that. You check me? Do it all. Because we're bringing tourists down to the island. And you could connect with me so that I can help you market it. There's ways to be able to get it into the hotels and stuff, you know, to get it to display. Sometimes you don't have to sell everything. Sometimes you have to, like, you know, get exposure. So, you know, you could give volunteer to the hotels and be able to get opportunity. I know I'm giving you all free game today there, but it's Friday. That's how I feel in today. Come on, just jump online and just talk to my people and talk to y'all and let y'all know what's going on. A lot of stuff you might see I have too when I'm traveling around. This stuff is actually from my store, which is www.ivtawear.com, which Ivataware, which is Island Vacation Travel Agency. That's what it stands for. All our hashtags are like that. If you're from St. Lucia, use our hashtag IVTA758, right? So yeah, I just want to, you know, encourage everybody that's on the island to stay positive and stay optimistic, you know. You know, we have to stay on the positive end all the time. You know, stay positive all the time, because you know that energy breeds more energy like that. So that's why we stay into a happy industry, something to bring joy, something to bring peace to people. You know, health is wealth. That's the best luxury that you're going to get. I know you'll see a lot of the traveling and everything else I do, and you'll believe that's the luxury. Now, it's actually time that's the most priceless luxury you're going to get, right? So I want to encourage everybody to enjoy their life and, you know, make memories, man. Make memories. That's what vacations are for. If you're overseas, if you're in New York, all my people in New York, all my people in Utica, in Brooklyn, don't forget, you're booking trips and you're not booking it for Island Vacation Travel Agency. I'm about to try and call you all out. You don't want me to call you all names. That won't be good for nobody. So support the business, because I'm local. We're from Deriso. We always try and support one another. I always support anybody we need to support. If you want me to be able to come down in the neighborhood and always big up everybody and large up everybody and get access to me, you all got to support me, right? Support my business. Support Island Vacation Travel Agency. I give you all access into my office. I give you all access into my will. I show you all how I travel, what I do, me and my wife and everything else. Support our business. Support Island Vacation Travel Agency. Support my wife's holistic business, Naturalistic Health, right? And she has everything holistic on there for you. My people from St. Lucia, y'all don't believe in doctors and stuff like that. She is a nurse practitioner. That's one step under a doctor, but she believes in holistic wellness, right? Herbs and spices, roots, Rastafari. Y'all don't know what it is already. That's what we're promoting. I don't know how much louder I have to tell y'all that, but promote and support our local businesses. Support your own people. Support people that look like y'all, right? Stop just booking your trips for the app. Call me. Call our travel agency number. Go online. Go and check our website. It took a lot of time to build it. Large up to Michelle Flood for helping us book it and build the website and actually market it. So if you need help also marketing and building websites, hit me up. I'm going to put you onto my team. We have a team that's doing it. You want to see what our websites look like? Look at my website. You'll see what it looks like. Right? So let's support Island Vacation Travel Agency. Our number is 561-331-1165. I'm going to get a 1-800 number very soon so I could give the world access to be able to call us and to be able to book trips, whether it be within the Caribbean or whether it be from the U.S. to the Caribbean or from England to the Caribbean. We want to be able to book all that. We have people and agents in England, in Antigua, in St. Lucia, of course, here in Florida, right? If anybody interested in becoming an agent, they could also check on our website on the About Us page, and you'll actually see the opportunities I've created there for you to answer all the questions that you may have. It's your choice whether you want to be into business or whether you want to, you know, give your commission for free to back to the man, right? But in the meantime, between time, support our travel agency, support my business. We've been open from 2013, really and truly, but legally on papers fully in America from 2015. So we've survived the pandemic. We survived so many years. You've seen all my travels I've done. That's not working on the cruise ship. That's on our own and actually building the business and building the travel agency. So I want you all to support. I want you all to go out and support the island. Go out to Grizzly Friday night. Go with your flags as well. Go with your flags to Grizzly Friday night. Also go out to the local bars, man. Support all the local bars, because they're just as vital, because the tourists themselves actually enjoy going to the local bars. St. Lucia has a very different type of tourism where, you know, people want to go to St. Lucia to learn our culture, indulge in our culture. And I think that's something that's to be proud about. So good job, my people. Good job. Oh, hold on. Let me grab my flag, because I say from now on, I'm going to start having my flag right there, man, because I can't understand how we do have flags everywhere. We need to have a flag everywhere, you know? I have my flag right there, right? So, I want you all to go to Grizzly Friday night with your flag. We need to have more flags flying around everywhere in St. Lucia. Well, if you have a business, put a flag inside of there. You need a flag, I'll put flags on my website, and you all will be able to buy flags, right? Flags, rags, towels with flags on it, bags with flags on it, bathing suits with flags on it, everything with flags on it. We as St. Lucians need to be a bit more proud of our country, because people come to the country literally to indulge in our country. Like, not to go in the tourism part of it, not to go in the hotels. They want to go out to a Grizzly Friday night. They want to go to Soufre. They want to go in the local bars. So every bartender, every local bar person in the country, very proud of y'all. Very, very proud of y'all. Keep the businesses going. Everything is just as important. You know, everything is just as important. Step up the bars. Step up the game in the bars. Step up our customer service. We already have the best customer service in the world, because our attitudes from St. Lucia, like, priceless, you know. Priceless. I can't even make it up. So that's our most valuable resource. Another thing I want to tell you all, and which is why I make sure that I promote my wife's business as well, Naturalistic Health, is because I want us Lucians to know our most valuable resource, right, is our healthy people. Not just our people, our healthy people. People come to the island because they're trying to check on their health. They're trying to stay healthy. They're trying to come to a peaceful place. Let's not make the place, you know, all chaotic and stuff. You check me, St. Lucia, too beautiful for that. Y'all still free down there. Like, for real, for real. We don't need too many restrictions and all that kind of stuff down there. We want it to get modern and, you know, get into business. Everybody get some type of business. So that way, everybody can control their time. Everybody can control their money. Everybody can control their business. Everybody can leverage on the bank. Everybody can leverage on the government, pretty much. That's all we need to do. I know I want to come here and preach today, but I say giving you all access to, you know, my stuff I get from my island. You check me. And I'll be making some phone calls and checking on my clients. I will be recording a little bit later, probably not live, but I'll be recording stuff for Jade Mountain to promote the country and talk about my experience with just going to Jade Mountain and what to expect. Because it's a very beautiful place, man. It's one of the best hotels in the world. It has one of the best rooms in the world. It's won that award, like, on an international level. Like, out of all hotels in the world, the room actually won the award. So that's something to be proud of. Everything is free walls. Everything is open up to a priceless view of the Pitons. And I mean, nobody else in the world has the Pitons. The closest thing is in Hawaii, to the mountain ridges and stuff. That's the closest to this. So we as St. Lucian should be proud of everything concerning St. Lucian, be proud of Jade Mountain, Ladera, Stonefield, all those hotels that's on the West Coast. We should be very proud of them. We should also support Coconut Bay. Bay Gardens, especially Bay Gardens. We should especially support Bay Gardens. If you have a little bit of money on a weekend and you see you have time, go to Bay Gardens. Support them. They give locals great prices. They support locals. They really, really do support locals. I mean, they supported me. Of course, everybody support Island Vacation Travel Agency in St. Lucia when it comes to the hotels. But I mean, they really showed me a lot of love. They showed my family a lot of love. All my family was in the hotel with me. My mom, my immediate family, that is, my mom, my sisters, my nephews, my nieces, my wife, they were in the hotel with me and they got a lot of love from them. I wanted them to see, you know, what the experience was like being in Bay Gardens Resort Hotel, right? We got a chance to go on the beach, meet the vendors. They from St. Lucia, they're right on the beach right there. I really enjoyed how the vendors interacted with the tourists. Everybody was just chill. Nobody was feeling harassed or anything. And I can tell you all, I was proud about that, because you see, when I go to Mexico, and not to bash on any country, but when I go to other different countries, like, yeah, I try and avoid the vendors sometimes on the beach itself, because they always like tugging. They always want to sell you. In St. Lucia, it was nothing like that. I was so proud. That's why I just bought stuff. I just bought a bunch of stuff, because I was like, you know what? Between me and my wife, we picked up all kind of stuff. You see all this stuff? Cool stuff. And that's not the tamarind ball, the gooseberry jam, the cocoa tea, the canal, the boisden, the books. You know, I want you all to support those books. I know you feel you're from St. Lucia and you know Creole, but if we don't buy those books, right, the person that's making a book won't be able to support themselves and make more books. So we need to support them so that they can make more books, just like Island Vacation. You all need to support me so that you check me. That way, I can continue making those videos and jump on camera, and you all could give me more taste to do it, you know, because I got stuff to do. I could go travel. I got stuff to do. I could go to concerts. I could go build concerts. I could go stuff with my wife and stuff. But I love doing this sometimes. You know, it's really nice to be able to do it. So I encourage you all, one, to fly the flag. Two, support the local people, support the local vendors and everything. Everybody on the side of the road, whether you sell coconuts, whether you sell mangoes, whether you sell seafood, whether you sell food, whether you sell bakes, whether you sell crab, callaloo, whether you sell plates of food, sea moss, peanut punch, whatever you do, keep on doing it. It makes St. Lucia look good. The people, the tourists, they actually enjoy. They enjoy stopping on the side of the road and actually seeing how we are hustlers. You know, we don't sleep. And the thing is, too, that I encourage you all to create your own business. Everybody's not meant to go to school. Everybody's not meant to have a job. But everybody can hustle. Everybody can make money. You dig me? You don't need to go to school to be able to learn how to make money. Anybody can make money. Buy low, sell high. Simple. I'm giving you all the game today. It's Friday. Buy low, sell high. And when there is, so we're going to start making some opportunities to, you know, give people an opportunity to do wholesale, to get wholesale stuff and everything else. We're getting into a few businesses and stuff as well. Oh, yeah. Go and support Basier Bleu. Basier Bleu by the Fond Deriso in Deriso. This Sunday, they got activities going there. If you want instructions and more stuff on there, check my status in Facebook, Instagram, my WhatsApp channel, WhatsApp too. I got some stuff we actually selling on there too. I'm like tools and stuff. So if you're interested in starting a business, yeah, hit me up. I got tools that I'm going to sell to people. I'm going to try and create some opportunities for people and make some things happen. Of course, money first. I'm not playing those games when it comes to business. So bring your money. I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to help you. Of course, I could sell the tools in as a whole set, or I could also sell it individual. I would love to just sell it as a whole set so that we could actually get another set to sell for y'all too. I will be getting some more stuff. Also for the vendors that want stuff to sell, or the young people that are interested in getting some stuff wholesale to sell, hit me up. I'll make your link up with my mom, and she'll be able to help you all and give you all some opportunity. Or just message me on Messenger and I'll be able to help you all, right? So, like I said, today I was just giving everybody an opportunity to get into my world while I'm in the office, handling some business, making some phone calls, representing St. Lucia. Oh, yeah, I didn't forget my Bounty rum, my spice rum that I all have there. Matter of fact, I should probably go to the kitchen and get a shot of spice rum, just to promote my vibes, you know? Because I want us as St. Lucia to be proud. I tell you, somebody make this and I still can't believe this. Anytime I get unhappy or I feel a little vibes going off, I just listen to Hot FM or I just stay there and do this. Y'all have never seen this before, right? From St. Lucia, go check my boy Wizzo on the beach in front of Bay Gardens. He's the one that got some mobile stuff. And if you want to see more gadgets that he has, go on my TikTok channel. You'll see he has like a tractor, a shark, iguana, and it's all mobile. They can actually move and everything else. So very proud of that. Good for y'all, man. Good for y'all. And like I said, go ahead and support my channel on YouTube, Island Vacation Travel Channel. Go support the podcast. It's on everything. It's on Apple, iTunes, TuneIn, iHeart, Pandora. Name it, we're on there. We out there into the world. We're promoting stuff. Try and keep people motivated. You know, try and keep people happy. Try and share some of my energy and some of my spirit with people. Because, you know, you have to stay around like-minded people. Then most of all, I want to just, you know, encourage my people from my island to keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going. We're doing good. We're looking good. We just need to have a few more things sorted out. And I think we'll be just fine. Check me, everybody, get into business. I encourage all the young people, get into business, get into some kind of a business. In tourism, there's a lot of ways to be able to make money. If you need ideas, hit me up. A lot of people that run into me that I give my business card up north. Y'all know what I do. I show you all what I do. I give you all my business card. Y'all know what I do. Share what I do. Hey Liz, what's up, man? How you doing? Bless up, man. Also, y'all go and support Liz Roti right on the beach as well. In front of Bay Gardens. Like I tell y'all, I supporting everybody that's actually doing all the hustling. Y'all call it hustling. I call it business. That's called entrepreneurs. You check me? That's people that getting their money how they live. They make sure they go and show how to be able to survive on your own. You don't need to necessarily be all into a job and all that kind of stuff. You could find stuff to sell, find stuff to make, and be able to sell it to the tourists and actually make money in a whole foreign currency. Check me, instead of getting money in EC. So I encourage everybody to make some kind of a business, guys. Make some kind of a business. I encourage y'all to actually get clever, you know? There is so many different opportunities to be able to get stuff to sell, whether it be Amazon or whatever it is. Like I said, I have my online store, which you could see everything scrolling at the bottom. You see at the bottom of the page, everything is scrolling there. That's that information right there. So check out my wife's store, Naturalistic Health. It's a holistic store. Then you have my online store. Just watch what's scrolling at the bottom there. Right? Big up to Liz. Big up to Liz over here. Right? And then at the bottom there, you have Island Vacation Store, which is www.ivtaware.com. That's for anything you need, like St. Lucia stuff, St. Lucia memorabilia. If you're interested in opening a business and looking for stuff to sell, hit me up. Check out something on there and hit me up. I'll be able to sell it for you wholesale. Then if you're looking for anything naturalistic, like holistic stuff, your moringas and all those kind of stuff, turmeric and all them kind of stuff, you need assistance from a natural nurse practitioner, or holistic practitioner. That's my wife right there. You check out her store. Look at passing right there. Naturalistic Health. And she can actually do consultations virtually, because we have technology. We have Zoom. We have Google Meets. We have WhatsApp. We have a whole heap of different ways to be able to consult. So, guys, share the word, spread the word. I come in online today, sharing my world with y'all. Then I probably stick out of here for about an hour or so. Then I have some other recordings to do for Jade Mountain, for Bay Gardens, for Windjammer Landing, Lucian Style as well. Big up to Lucian Style. Big up to Lucian Style, you know. They've always shown me a lot of love. They showed me a lot of hospitality. The first time I was there, back in the day there, where we got to do a segue tour, my friend and I, Dalkeith Charles. Large up to you too, stud. I know I didn't get to see you, but link you up soon, yo. We on business. I'll be back. Check me. But we went and do something at Lucian Style, so I had to step back there and go and check them again, and they have even more stuff now. So if you're ever traveling to St. Lucia and you need stuff to do, tours to do, I know they have a lot of different tour companies. Of course, I have tour companies underneath my travel agency itself that are part of my team. And of course, we promote them. So of course, that's my first suggestion. But we also have other companies we do business with that I'm inviting everybody else that, you know, you have some kind of a business concerning your vendor, you have a surf shop, you have a restaurant, you have something to do with a tour company, you're making food, you're selling food on the side of the road, whatever it is, and you want to market to people in America that's traveling to St. Lucia, let me know. We're going to stay and form some packages for you to be able to market for you for the month, and to be able to put your word out there. So if you know somebody that has a business and they want to market out here, my team and I, we're going to be able to put something on our website to be able to help people to be able to do that. The very same way, if you have a house and you trying to list it on Vibro or Expedia, I could actually help you all do that. My team can help you all do that. We could actually list it on the websites for you. I own the travel agency. My team, agents, actually able to list it for you as well. They'll be offering the same thing maybe in Antigua soon. So St. Lucia, Antigua, and Florida, going to be doing that. So if you know somebody that is, spread the word. We're going to be sharing this a little bit to y'all. So I hope everybody having a good Friday, man. I hope everybody having a good Friday. Big up to everybody in St. Lucia. Big up to everybody in St. Lucia. Yeah. Hope y'all doing good. Hope everybody doing straight. Hope everybody doing fine. Hope everybody gonna go to Grocery Friday night tonight. Like I said, do not forget to bring your flags. Bring your flags when you go into Grocery Friday night. Let them man see, especially the tourists, how proud we St. Lucians are of our flag. If you own a business in St. Lucia, put a flag in your business. Put flags on our vehicles. Be proud, yo, because when we out in America, we can't even get flags. So when we get a flag, we're hanging it everywhere on our vehicle, everywhere. I always have a flag in my pocket or something. I got full-size flags. We got towels with flags and stuff. So I want everybody to be proud of it, you know? Please. Please, 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 you know? I want everybody to be proud of it. All right? So, again, today I just given you all an insight on what I do when I book travel for my clients. I am in the midst of booking a trip for a group of people, like 12 people, 20 people, a family of 20 people, 15 adults and 6 kids. So I was just saying today, let me just jump online, jump live, so I could give everybody a little insight on what I do, how I do, and I do, and what we have going on at Island Vacation Travel Agency. And also to promote people using our hashtag IVTAWare758, right? Feel free to drop a comment in the comment box, guys. Feel free to send some love. Feel free to let us know how we're doing and how we're sounding on the airwaves. Big up to St. Lucia. Big up to Grizzly. Big up to Teriso. Always, all the time. DX stand up all the time. We love you out there. If you ever get a chance, before you go in from Beaufort to Castries, swing into Deriso so that you could actually see what's going on there. We have a lot of bars out there. We have a lot of hospitality out there. We have spots going on out there on the Deriso feel, on an international looking feel with lights and everything late night. So feel free to swing in there, support the bars, support all the different bars along the route. Everybody got good food and different types of food and stuff, whether it be, you know, seafood or wraps or just anything. Stop in Deriso and check to see what's going on out there. Everybody that's having a business in whatever they do, whether it's a bar or a vendor, or the people are selling on the side of the road next to the stadium in Beaufort, big ups to you. I don't know what his name is. Next time I come down, I'm gonna stop with my cameras and give him some light, support him, because of him I got some cashew nuts for my wife. There's other vendors that I support that who made this, Wizzo in Castries, Liz for all her roti, you know, checking on me in the morning to make sure that we eat, to make sure we have stuff to eat. Even though the hotel got food, but we got our local food straight from Liz roti. So give her some support as well, guys. Go and check Wizzo out. Go and check out the people in the Castries market, the people in the Soufre market as well. Big ups to all of y'all. Big ups to everything that y'all do and how y'all treat the people and how y'all are so hospitable and nice to the people that's actually there. They feel very comfortable walking in there and to be able to spend their money. It's really a good, I mean, I must say, I'm very, very proud. And guys, like I said, all the stuff the people in the market have that have flags on them, go and buy it out. Go and give them our support. Show people that when they're reaching our island, we're proud of our flags. If you come to America, you see, everywhere have flags. I got an American flag right there too, but I make sure I have my St. Lucian flag, right? If you go to Trinidad, red flags everywhere. When you go to Jamaica, same thing. When you go to Mexico, same thing. When you go to DR, same thing. Haiti, same thing. Antigua, same thing. We in St. Lucia, I want us to fly our flag, especially when we have our events. When we have events, soca, calypso, reggae fest, jazz, CFES, Creole D, everything. Let us have more flags everywhere. Cricket, when Darren Sammy, we had Darren Sammy Stadium. Guys, litter the place with our flags. Our flags everywhere. Flags everywhere. I encourage you all to do that. Like, that's something I have a problem with personally, because everywhere I go, I see other people's have their flags and everything else. I sell other people's flags too. If you go on my Facebook status, you'll see we have some stuff there. For vendors, anybody interested in being a vendor and want to buy some stuff, I got some stuff wholesale. It's already in St. Lucia. You could actually get it and purchase it, message me. I'll be able to hook you all up. Got tools as well to help out some young people to be able to get work. They say that young people lazy. I don't believe the young people lazy. They just don't have tools. Nobody's supporting them with tools. Nobody giving them tools. Nobody's selling tools for them. Nobody's bringing tools down. People bring down bikes and stuff. The people need tools. If you don't have tools, you can't work, right? You can't be professional. So I'm encouraging the young people to create their business. So hit me up. Let me know what you're trying to do. Go on my website. It's scrolling at the bottom there. The same way if you're looking for natural stuff to sell directly from a professional. My wife is a nurse practitioner. She could help you all with that. We could sell wholesale to you all. We could help you all out. We could ship worldwide. All right? So big ups to everybody at Grizzly Friday Night again. You dig me? Now, I do need to put some soca on my thing because, you know, we have to promote soca and what we do in St. Lucia in the Caribbean. I want to say lots of love to everybody that's on the radio with Hot FM and all the rest of the radio stations. They keep us going overseas and keep me encouraged to, you know, keep on bigging up the country. You know, big up to my coal pot. Big up to my coal pot. How many people, you know, foreign have a coal pot? Yeah, man. Y'all don't know how I stay. We always have speed. Leave me a comment. Leave me a comment. Let me know what y'all think about my coal pot, man. Y'all never seen a small coal pot, lad. And yes, it used. Look the coals right there. Look the coals. Yes, it used. Big up to skill, man. Big up to skill with my coal pot. You check me? Big speed. So Creole Day was a great success. You know, a really, really good success. Big up to St. Lucia. Creole Day was a really good success. I really enjoyed it. Fortunately, I didn't have to go anywhere far. Deriso Gap was an event by itself. To everyone that came to the event. Big ups to Miss Lina, the Setage family. Love you all very, very much. Thank you for making me feel welcome and feeling me, make me feel, you know, I still owe you all a visit. I got to come back. When I come back soon. Come and show some love, you know. So big up to you all. Big up to my boy Leslie. Big up to you. Big up to you, man. Big up to you. Yeah, we're trying to market St. Lucia. And, you know, I wanted everybody that planned the Deriso Creole Day event. Big ups to y'all. Good job. Good job. Good job. Good job. Good job. Very, very good job. You know, because it wasn't planned to be in Deriso, but fortunately, we have some great organizers and some great planners from our community. As you could see, I'm a travel agent owner. Check me, I'm a travel agency owner. I want to big up the person that made this book, Miss Hannah French Leon. Big ups to her, whoever she is. If anybody has information about her, I want to get in contact with her so I could bring her onto my podcast. So we could probably do some stuff, you know, helping people learn Creole and stuff. I want everybody that knows Creole to be proud of it. That's something very proud that we should be proud of, you know, our heritage, our food, our everything. We should be proud to be St. Lucians. That's why I'm trying to promote the flag. That's why I'm going to be coming and promoting people that make different stuff like cocoa stick and also make stuff like gooseberry jam and tamarind ball and everything. Big up to Miss Ivinia for that gooseberry jam. It almost finished already. So ashamed, but so happy about it. Big up to you. So everybody that's supporting the tourism industry, I encourage you all y'all to also grow food. Grow food. Grow food. Grow food. Grow food. You know, grow. Have a garden. People want food. People need food in the industries. People need food in the hotels. Nothing was nicer than to see when we're in big gardens to see bakes, cocoa tea, saltfish, you know, plantains, local food, not international food. I wasn't cruise ship. I didn't like that food. I live in America. I don't go to KFC or none of that stuff. We don't do none of that stuff. Once in a while, we go and eat some seafood. Other than that, we cook everything at home, right? So I like local St. Lucian food. You know, we go and look for, if we're going out and eat, we actually go and look for Jamaican food, like Caribbean food, you know, Spanish food. The closest we can get to local St. Lucian food. So I encourage you all to create a St. Lucian restaurant. St. Lucian restaurant is something to do. You know, don't just We have like chicken and fries and all that kind of stuff. Like, don't forget our local food. Create stuff. There's a lot of different things you could do with mango. There's a lot of things you could do with banana. There's a lot of things we could do with cassava. There's a lot of things we could do with yams, dashin. You know, we could make pies with all those stuff. Yams and dashin pies. You know, yellow yam, white yam pies. That's all stuff we could do. Shepherds, like a shepherd's pie. That's all stuff we could do in St. Lucia. I give you all free game today. You know, today's free game Friday. So I give everybody an idea. Because one of my guys down there made this, and I think it's the most entertaining thing ever. Right? Big ups to Weasel, man. Big ups to Weasel. You see, people being innovative. That's what it's about. Be innovative, my Lucians. And don't forget, fly your flag. Like I said, you've seen big size coal pots. What's the size of this one? Nice, small size coal pot. Something I can put in my house, something I can put in my office, you know? And I could show it off all the time, you know? So, like I tell y'all, soon we're going to be going and starting to do random events on like Facebook and everybody else to promote speaking Creole and learning Creole and teaching Creole. You know, we should be proud of St. Lucians to be St. Lucians and to know that we don't just speak English. We have a second language. Yeah, we're in the big boys. So we have to be proud about that, and we have to make ourselves known and identified about that, and we should be loud about that, and we should be really patriotic about that. That's the word that we forget in patriotic. We are St. Lucians. We're proud to be St. Lucians, but in that case, we need to be flying our flags more. Tie your head with your flag. You should have shirts with your flag. You want to find where to get St. Lucia stuff, nice St. Lucia stuff with your flag on it, visit my online store. I also sell a wholesale, so I can help out the vendors, so I could help out the local guy. Here is it, at scrolling at the bottom of the channel, www.ivtaware.com. Right? That's our channel where you could get everything St. Lucia. And then for booking travel, cruises, private travel, luxury travel, holistic travel, wellness travel, culinary travel, events, sports travel, www.islandvacas.com. Right, we're promoting St. Lucia right now. For the next few months, we're going to be focusing everything on St. Lucia. I'm gonna even teach you all how to speak St. Lucian. Right, the good thing about this book that I like, Miss Hannah did, right, she also made it a coloring book, so it's interactive. Right now, she has an age thing on it, but you could actually, somebody like literally a grown-up can learn how to speak Creole from this. I think this is awesome, right? So it would start like, let me just show you all what exactly is in there. And the good thing is this is published in St. Lucia. Very, very proud about that. Very good, guys. Miss Hannah, very, very good. Very proud of you about this. Again, anybody who knows how to get in contact with Miss Hannah, get me her email or her phone number. And I need to try and get in contact with her so I could interview her and give her my platform so that she can explain to St. Lucians why we should be proud of this book. Like I said, it's a coloring book as well. So you could learn the alphabet from this. A for Abusak. Bet you haven't heard this word in a long time, right? A for Abusak. And then you could learn how to write, penmanship, capital A, small A, and everything all in one. So an Abusak is a backpack, a haversack, right? So that's how I'll be having some, you know, some lessons, a few letters a day, and a few letters a podcast when we start teaching a little bit about St. Lucia language, Creole language, right? So this is beautiful. I love this. Really, really love this. So, Hannah French Leon for making this book. Of course, the other one is for a different age bracket from 5 to 8, right? From 5 to 8. And yes, guys, I'm already back in Florida. I'm in the office right now, just doing some work, you know, to promote people traveling to St. Lucia, letting you all know what I have going on, whether it be personally or with Island Vacation Travel Agency or also with Ivataware, the store. We also have some other stuff going on concerning a boat company. Well, not a boat company, but a company that cleans inside of boats, RVs, and houses, which we're going to try and see what we could do about that. So, you know, I'm just sharing some information with you all and letting you all know what's going on while I'm in my office working, trying to connect with some people, trying to do some business, which I'll be doing in just a second. Let me make some phone calls. But large up to Hannah. Large up to Hannah. Large up to the person that made my cold pot. Yep. Big up to whole of St. Lucia. And I said, go and fly your flag. Support the flag. Support St. Lucia flag. Have it flying everywhere. Support Darren Sammy flying the flag as well. You know, make sure that y'all support us and be patriotic in whatever we do. Support your local people. Book trips with us. Book travel with us. Book flights with us. Book hotels with us. Book airlines with us. Your Carib stay. Your staycation. We could book all that for you. I do all of that, right? Bay Gardens has given me the access to be able to do it. Windjammer Landing has given me the access to do it. Jade Mountain, Ladera, Stone Mountain, Coconut Bay, the guest houses, we have access. We're St. Lucia Specialists. We're a St. Lucia Specialist Agency. This is what we do. That's why we market everything to do St. Lucia. Support the podcast. Support everything we do. Support Naturalistic Health. The websites are at the bottom of the screen scrolling right now. Right? So, again, like I said, Miss Hannah, great job. Support her on, she has a YouTube channel, right? And a Instagram channel. I'll have to go ahead and support her as well in just a second. So I think I'm going to get access to her. In this case, you see what they're about to show? Right? Creole. So the name for Apple, Pom. Right? Bet some people don't even know that. And she's just teaching Creole. Saksako. Right? And the first edition is Saksa. Now, you could get those books. I picked them up. We picked them up at Lucian Style, right? That's a tour company that's actually in the Rodney Bay Marina, the Rodney Bay area. Beautiful place. They got Segway tours. They got motorcycles. They got electric bikes and all that kind of good stuff. So go and support them, guys. Let's support them. Let's not just let the tourists come in and enjoy our country. Let's go ahead and enjoy our country too. Go on staycations, go on tours. Make sure we know our country too. We not let nobody style us, right? And to my people that's in America, in England, and you traveling back home, I would advise y'all to book trips for us. We actually local people like y'all. I've been in Florida and I've traveled the world. I know what I'm talking about. I went to school for travel. Support Island Vacation Travel Agency. I have a team of people that are trying to help me. I'm trying to create opportunity. So this is why you should help us and support us, right? We support other people that have businesses too. Support my wife. She has a naturalistic health business. She'll be coming to St. Lucia sometime soon again to be able to help out people, right? But in the meantime, you could actually go on her website, which will be scrolling at the bottom of the screen, and you could actually book an appointment with her. She'll be able to help you with natural stuff, holistic stuff, preventative medicine. That's what we call it, right? So I think in the next couple of podcasts and stuff, I'll be going into this Creole and I'll be starting at this level. Saksa Ako, right? And it will be going into words. Where we actually go into sentences like these apples are red, green, and yellow. C'est pomme salade rouge, vert, et jaune. Right? And that's just a sentence in Creole translation. So that's some of the interesting things I want us to support. We always say, like, we'd have a way to learn Creole. Here it is right there. If you're ever traveling to St. Lucia, make sure you pick up one of those. Support the local people that actually create art. Which this is what it is. Whether it be art like this, art like this, or art like this. Now, I feel like I'm doing a little bit of injustice to a great artist that gave us a beautiful piece of art, which I think I'm gonna go and grab it on my off my wall. Right? Give me 1 second, guys. I'll be right back. All right, guys, I'm back. Now, I can't show you everything that we got back from St. Lucia, but I could share some stuff with you guys, right? I'm just going to go ahead and share some stuff that we got back from St. Lucia with, right? Of course, we got some jams like seaweed jam, gooseberry jam, golden apple jam. So I always encourage everybody to go to the market and support the people out there, right? Hope y'all could see me clear, right? Because I put the lights. There we go, better. Right, so there's some beautiful stuff. Oh, with a picture of me and the wife in Jade Mountain. You know, just taking a photo doing what we do. So this is some of the stuff we got from St. Lucia, right? Again, as I said, the books support St. Lucia. I like the fact that they had people that packaged the cocoa sticks already. That was very nice to see. So I encourage everybody, when you go in and travel to St. Lucia, like, support the people, support the local vendors. And if you're not a vendor, I say to find something to sell, find something, make something to sell. And put a flag by your business, right? I'll show you some of the cool stuff. One of the coolest stuff somebody made. And I'm just like, of course, as I showed you all this stuff right there. You'll see what it is, right? It's simple. Some chickens made out of wood. And when you swing this thing at the bottom, it's going to just cluck. So that's some of the other stuff that we got out of St. Lucia. Of course, some beautiful bottles of liquor and stuff. Chairman's Reserve. There are various types of chairman's now, as well as Bounty. I also had some Bounty at the back there with some decorative bottle as well. So I encourage you all to support. And one of the most amazing things I saw, and I ran into this young man who actually did this, right? And he was a bartender at one of the bars in Grizzly Friday night. And we just had a pleasant conversation. And he took some of my business cards, which I'm very grateful for, because he asked me for more. And he told me that he was an artist, and I was like, okay, get some pieces of art so I could see, you know, what they are. Let me show you what this young man brought back to me. Where have y'all ever seen this? This is a piece of art that a young man in St. Lucia brought to me. Of course, I paid him very well for it. But I promised him that I'm going to show this to the world so that you could see this. And I'm going to show this a few more times when I come on live so that people could see the talent that's in St. Lucia from the young people. So we can't say everybody is lazy. There are some young people that are looking for opportunities and they deserve those opportunities. And that's why I created my business so that I could help some people. You know, if you are a young person and you need a platform to be able to market your business to help you, of course, I know everybody's making it expensive for you all to be able to do it. I'll try and help you all to the best of my ability. I have an international platform where I market stuff. You come with quality goods, quality items and stuff. I could help you all. If you all need ideas, you all need products to be able to sustain your business, I could help you with that as well. Right? So contact me. You all see my website. Ivata with www.ivtaware.com. You can get wholesale stuff with the St. Lucia flag on it and everything else, whether it be bathing suit or anything you need to sell. If you need holistic stuff to sell, natural stuff, naturalistichealth.com, right? But I want you all to just see this, what this kid actually created for me. Tell me that's not beautiful. And leave a comment there for me if you're in the chat. Like, put some comments on me and let me know what you all think about this. This is a young kid from St. Lucia that created this. Then Michelle, who is responsible for marketing with my agency, she actually saw this and actually went ahead and asked him to create one for her. And he actually did it in 24 hours and recreate the same thing. Not the same thing, but in a different color in the background. But it's amazing. That guy is amazing. Big ups to you. Right? Leave some comments for me. Leave some likes in the section for me. Let me know what you think about this. Right? That's just some of the things we actually got from St. Lucia. I want to big up all the artists that's actually in St. Lucia. Right? Check this out. Good job, buddy. Good job. Right? So, to all my people that's going to Grizzly Friday night, big ups to my people and them out there. Have fun. Be safe. I know Castries went through some stuff recently there. Or down by Bordeaux side there. Everybody be careful. Be safe. You know, prayers with everybody. Make sure y'all have fun out there. Represent for the country. Fly your flags out there. Support the local artists. Support everybody that's making something happen for St. Lucia and making St. Lucia look international, right? Big ups to everybody that's making it look international. So I just wanted to state, as I said, to come online today to actually just give you all some insight on what's going on and be interactive with everybody. And, you know, just promote what's going on. Big ups to Bay Gardens. Big ups to Jade Mountain, most of all, for being so hospitable to me and my team and my wife. Big ups to Windjammer Landing as well for being so hospitable to us too. There were some darlings out there. They treated us so very nice. I really, really appreciate all of that, right? Another company we want to big up to is, like I said, Lucian Style. We also want to big up Lee's Roti. Weasel on the Beach, and everybody else, that's the vendors that's on the side of the road that actually selling and making things happen. Everybody on the vendors going the way to Sufre, and that treated us so very nice, right? So, again, let me just go ahead and take care of some stuff, guys. Yeah, hope everybody having a good one. I got a phone call to make right now. Y'all just coming in and seeing me how I work when I handle my business. Evan, may I speak to you, please? Yeah, hi, may I speak to Bianca? Al, this is Al Lojan from Ireland. Okay, guys. Yeah. So was just handling some calls right now. Reaching out to some clients to, you know, to conduct some business and stuff. Like I said, I was in the midst of booking a group of 21 people, I think, for a cruise. And I just decided, let me just come online and talk a little bit about some of the stuff that I got from St. Lucia. You know, a few of the items that we got from St. Lucia. And to just encourage everybody to go out there, cocoa tea. Beautiful. Ooh. Ooh, they smell good. I had me some cocoa tea last night too. You know, it was a little cold in Florida. Look at this. So this is just some of the stuff, you know, I wanted to share with everybody. Beautiful. All right. Jay Cox. Beautiful. Some beautiful pieces of artwork from the island. Again, guys, just wanted to have a little quick display and show you all what's going on. We have a lot more work to do, so I am going to be back and talk to you all a little bit more about what we are doing at Island Vacation Travel Agency, concerning promoting St. Lucia, promoting the different companies that we establish business with, and all that we have going on. So I want you all to be safe. Make sure that if you know, as I said, anybody that's interested in any of the stuff that I have on my status or post, let me know. Let me know. I got opportunities for some young people. You all know I don't come down very often, but when I do, I got to help out some people. This time I am going to be coming down back very soon to St. Lucia to do just a little bit of more promoting of the island, the vendors, the different hotel brands that we have in the country. So I'll be back there very soon. As I said, if anybody has any opportunities that they need to get suppliers of stuff to sell, hit me up. We have an online store already. It's already established. We can ship worldwide. We can help you out. If you're traveling to St. Lucia and you are local, do not book online or do not book directly for the flight. Book call and give us a call. Let us help you out, right? Support local. Support your people, right? I'm located in Florida. You all know it's tourism. That's what I've always done in my life. That's what I do. This is what I do. I travel or I actually in tourism or something to do with events and all that kind of stuff, planning trips and everything else. So support the business. Support Island Vacation Travel Agency. Again, as I said, support my wife's business, Naturalistic Health, which is a holistic, natural, preventative medicine. Support that. Let us know if you have any questions. If you need to order anything, we are here to help you. We are here to support y'all. Again, guys, I got some more recording to do. So again, y'all have a good rest of your evening and y'all have a great, great, great Grizzly Friday night. And don't forget to wave your flag. All right, wave your flag, guys. Y'all have a good one.